A senior U.S. State Department official says the secretary, Mike Pompeo, will use his first foreign policy speech on Monday to call on European and other allies to put pressure on Iran. The department's top policy advisor, Brian Hook, says this will be Pompeo's roadmap to force Iran to negotiate on what he calls, quote, the totality of its threats. Hook says that these include Iran's missile activity, which Tehran says are by no means open to negotiation. Meanwhile, the U.S. faces an uphill battle to convince European allies to back the sanctions Washington seeks to reimpose on Iran after pulling out of the 2015 nuclear deal. On Friday, the EU officially activated a 1996 law to protect European companies from U.S. sanctions.
Well, today the European Commission has launched the process in order to protect the interests of EU companies investing in Iran, and this is part of the EU's continued commitment to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. We have proposed to act on four fronts, namely launching the formal process to activate the blocking statute by updating the list of US sanctions on Iran falling within its scopes. We have also launched the formal process to remove obstacles for the European Investment Bank to decide under the EU budget guarantee to finance activities outside the European Union in Iran. But then the European Parliament and the Council will have a period of 2 months to object to these measures once they are proposed before they enter into force in time before the 6th of August, when is the date for the US sanctions on Iran to kick in.
The European Commission says that it has encouraged member states to explore the possibility of one-off bank transfers to the Central Bank of Iran. Head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, says the EU has decided to allow the European Investment Bank to facilitate investment for European companies in Iran. The measures by the EU are meant to convince Iran to stay in the nuclear deal. Tehran says it will only stay if it gets adequate guarantees that keeping the accord serves its interests. Former U.S. diplomat Michael Springman believes that Europeans are on the right track to support the Iran nuclear deal against the U.S.
Well, I think that the Europeans are on the right track. I think that these wild card maverick politicians and their irresponsible, unrealistic, and remarkably ignorant statements are encouraging the Europeans in their actions, and they will go forward in Europe with holding the line and to support Iran. We have these statements by Brian Hook about Mike Pompeo, who used to be with the Central Intelligence Agency, and we've got the issue of the U.S. Treasury Department adding new rules and sanctions on banks and banking officials in Iran. I think that it's time for the Americans to deal with reality. But if the Iranians buy airplanes from Russia because of American sanctions, Boeing will lose $30 billion in business. That's going to cost a lot of jobs and a lot of votes for Mr. Trump and his Republicans.